Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Tonight is our weekly prayer session with Elizabeth of Bible Study, intermittently in our prayer session. Tonight is Wednesday, July the 14th, 2021. We are located in the Apple Valley studio. The doctor is in tonight, and he will take your prayers and your petitions to the throne of grace tonight. Welcome again to the throne room Wednesday. That is my new coin phrase, because every Wednesday night, we do take your prayers, petitions, testimony. We do take all of your comments, concerns, blessings, good, bad, indifferent. We take them to the throne of grace so God can intercede. So we're so elated for you guys. And tonight, for my words of encouragement, I want to talk about coin phrase, the throne room of God. Now, John did have a vision in the fourth and fifth chapters of the book of Revelation. And it is, in essence, a visualization of the Lord's prayer, that kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Through Jesus' faithful witness and sacrificial death, God's kingdom will come. Now, we may highlight from chapter 4 that God is praised precisely as creator of all things, especially Revelations 4 and 11. Also, you can look at Revelation 14 and 7, where the essence of the good news is to worship the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. The visible world is not an afterthought on a mere prelude to heaven, but an expression of God's glory and the basis upon which his creatures may praise him. This, again, is foundational for a proper understanding of God's work. So this is great. And then when you go down really quick for Revelation chapter 5, it is worth noting in this regard that the redemption secured by Christ, which permits God's kingdom to move forward, is precipitated by Christ's work in the visible creation. Jesus' reception of the kingdom is based on his work on earth. The terrestrial event provokes the celestial event. What happens in the divine world is defined, determined, provoked by the venture of Jesus on earth. So pretty much what I'm summing up is in the throne room of God, Revelation 4 and 5, it does let us know that that kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What that means is that God's kingdom shall come. God's will be done on earth. Everything that he has destined for us will be done. And it will be done on earth just like it was to be carried out in heaven. God wants us to carry it out on earth. So that's just my little take on it. That's the way I am understanding of this. So I appreciate you guys on the Throne Room Wednesday. I'm so elated tonight because there's so much turmoil and so many things going on in the world. We need prayer, prayer, prayer. I want to ask you on Radio Lab to pray a special prayer for my friend Toni Atkins. Her aunt passed away today because of a major stroke yesterday. I was with her this afternoon, and she got the call, and it was one of her favorite aunts. So please pray for Toni Atkins and the family. So another special prayer for a new friend of mine. Her name is Mary Jo. She needs a lot of prayers. She called last week and got prayer, but she still needs a lot of prayers. So please, in your prayers, in Radio Land, if you could call out Toni Atkins and Mary Jo in your prayers, your thoughts, and thinking of people to pray for, please keep them uplifted in prayer. I would appreciate that so much. Also, to pray for COVID, that it cease and desist, because the new variation, the Delta variation, is making more people to have COVID, more deaths. It's still not over yet, you guys, so we still have to be very careful. So let's pray that we still use wisdom, common sense, and that we still try to do our best. But in doing your best, you have to let God handle the rest, because God knows all. He created all. He can fix everything. You don't believe me? Try him for yourself. I'm elated again tonight because we're going to have prayer. Wednesday is so good for prayer, prayer, more prayer. Also, to please, last one, please keep the Dodd family on your prayer list because they need your prayers too. Our sister Cynthia called in last week, our beloved sister, and she asked us for prayers for her brother who was not well. So please, as they're going through this tumultuous time, we learned on Sunday that the Lord was still keeping him. So as the Lord is keeping him, please, 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 no matter what the Lord's will is, just keep them in prayer that they can be stronger, love each other, and be able to do and deal whichever way the Lord is deciding. We give praise and glory to God for everything he has done. Now it is time for us to get ready for prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in, and he shall pray with you now. God bless everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Kitasha, tonight for bringing us on again. Amen, and with words of encouragement. God bless you and Radio Land. This is Dr. Moore, amen, along with the staff here in Apple Valley. Tonight is prayer night. Tonight is a time, amen, that you can boldly come to the throne of grace and ask the Lord what you will. And if it's in the will of the Lord, he will let it be done. Oh, my beloved, let us take prayer seriously. This is an opportunity, amen, that's rolling around that After a while, they won't be. It's going to be too late. See, your opportunity now, amen, for you is to take your prayer request. If you have a request tonight and you need some help, that's what we are here for. To support you, we are the servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is nothing too hard that the Lord cannot do, but you must have faith. You've got to believe. If we don't have faith, it is impossible to please God. You've got to believe that he will and he can reward those that diligently seek him. It's prayer time. Tell your friends, your neighbors, amen, ever who is tuned in. You, amen, that are listening to me tonight have not called in, but you've been listening. Call us tonight. We want to pray along with you. We want to hope we can encourage you in this day and time that we're living in. When God created man, he did not intend for man to suffer sickness or disease. Sickness as well as death. It was produced by sin. Sin brought on the trouble that we are experiencing throughout the world. Sin brought on sickness. Sin brought on death. We should realize that sickness and disease are the fruit of sin. That's what, amen, sickness is. Sickness and death are the fruit of sin. This does not imply, amen, that a person can be sick only if he has sin. Sickness can be the direct result of sin in a person's life. But it is not always so. However, none would even be sick were it not for the original sin in the Garden of Eden. If our forefather had not sinned, we wouldn't have knew what sin was. We wouldn't have known what sickness was. But however they did, they broke God's laws. Available to Adam, amen, and Eve was the tree of life. The word life implies health. There was healthy in the garden. There were no sickness in the garden. They chose, however, to disobey God. And they ate of the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When God tells you not to do something, my brother and sister, please obey him. Because we're looking at the results, amen. Followed, amen, our foreparents, Adam and Eve. By them not obeying God, amen, all kinds of disease have sprung up, amen, on this land. Even, amen, COVID-19. We done went through one storm, but, amen, look like another one is coming around. Sin is during this church. Disobedience. We want to pray for you tonight. Amen. I would everywhere, amen, that man would lift up holy hands unto the Lord. Glorify his name tonight. The book of Revelation, amen, speaks of the utterly restoration of the tree of life. God's going to restore that tree of life back, amen. And there will be no sickness in this new heaven, in this new, amen, Jerusalem. There will be no more sickness, no more death No more trial, no more pain. God's going to restore it back. He's going to bring heaven provision into our experience in this present world. Thus, we need not wait for eternity to enjoy peace and satisfaction, nor need we wait to know the power of the divine healing. The Lord says, I am the Lord God that heals thee. It is the Lord Jesus that heals you. No matter what your trouble is tonight, there is, amen, mentally sickness, there is physically sickness, and there is emotionally sickness. And I want to let you know tonight, amen, Jesus is able to tap into ever what, amen, is your problem tonight. If you, amen, are spiritually sick tonight, he says, amen, but he was wounded for our transgression. And he was abused for our iniquity. The Lord can heal you tonight. You don't have to be physically sick to be sick. A lot of us, amen, is under, praise the Lord, anxiety tonight. We can't handle our problems tonight. That is healing, amen, for the emotion. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The Lord is ready to heal you tonight. We're getting ready to open up these lines tonight. We want you to believe the word of God. If there is ever a time, praise the Lord, for you to believe the word of God, call somebody. Let them know, amen, Dr. Moore, amen, is on the air tonight. We are here is to pray for your requests. Just be real in what you're asking God for. If you want an answer, be real. And if you don't receive it tonight, what you ask the Lord for, keep on asking him and keep on believing until, amen, you receive it. Don't give up because you asked him one time to do something for you and it didn't materialize at that time. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't faint. Ask him until he hears your cry. God bless you. We are going to open the lines up tonight. We are here, amen, is to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. Our first caller.
Caller from 818-358. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Katasha.
God bless you, Brother Vernon.
Hello.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Yeah, hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop.
Yes,
I'm calling in for prayer for myself, my family, my father. And also I want a special powerful prayer for my brother-in-law, Jermaine. He's sick at the moment. I need a prayer for him.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Vernon, tonight we want to say that we are upholding Jermaine in prayer. Amen. Ever since we heard that he was sick, we're upholding him in prayer. We're going to continue that prayer. Amen. We know it's nothing but by the mercy of God right now that God is holding him here. It's by the prayers of the righteous, amen, that God is hearing us, that he's here tonight. So we're going to continue, amen, is to lift him up. And if it's the Lord's will, he will deliver him. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to take your request to the Lord tonight. Amen. Almighty God, tonight, this is a continuing the prayer. My God, uplift my brother Vernon tonight. Let his heart be encouraged tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's a trying time in his family right now. Lord God, look down upon his brother-in-law, Jermaine, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we ask you is to let your will be done. Let your will be done. We don't know what you want to do, but Lord God, I'm asking you to let your will be done. Lord, you're holding him here for some reason. You're giving him time. He's to repent of all of his sins. You're holding him, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. Give him an eternal yes, Lord, in his mind. My God, even if he can't speak, my God, that is inward of conscience. Hear your voice. Give him an eternal yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, comfort his heart right now and let him know, amen, that prayer is being elevated for him. Let him know, amen, that somebody is praying for him, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Brother Brandon tonight. Oh, Lord God, remember his father tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord God, you know what's going on in his father's life. You know how to work with his father in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, let him give you an eternal yes tonight in the name of Jesus. Why the blood is running wild. My God, no matter what he's going through with, no matter what the condition is, Lord, I know you can heal. Yes. I know you can deliver. I know you can save tonight. And we praying you for it right now by the blood of Jesus. Continue to strengthen my brother right now, Lord, in his household in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep him, Lord. Keep him, keep him. Keep him encouraged, Lord. My God, where his family may be in one in another city right now. Keep him encouraged, I pray. Strengthen him on every hand in the name of Jesus. We're going to give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. All things working together for good to them that love us the Lord. God bless you, Brother Viner. We love you, and we're going to continue to hold the family up in prayer.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Caller from 323-350. You live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Katasha.
God bless my sister.
Yes, Bishop, I'm in agreement with all the prayer requests that's going up before the throne of grace. I was right there with you, Bishop, when you was in Isaiah 55:3. He said he was wounded, hallelujah, for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was chastised, our peace upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So with that right there, I just want to go with Matthew 18:20. He said, where there are two or three are gathered together in my name,
yes,
I am there in the midst of them. So I want you to touch and grieve with me on my brother. He's not where he's supposed to be, ain't where he was. So I believe that he will rise him up. He's making little movements, cough movements, and little facial movements. We back at home now, but Bishop, he hears our voice, but he just unconscious in the brain. And they were trying to do little tests on him. I'm giving you a little praise report. They're doing some little tests on him, and they said that he looked like he needed a shock to the brain because when they took the thing out of his mouth, let me tell you, he started breathing on his own.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
So I want you to keep him up. That's why I want to touch and agree, because I thank the God for the little bitty steps that he's going to take it. Because they said, you know, they thought he was just going to go soon they take that breathing machine, that machine that keeps you breathing. Soon they took that off. I've been going for days. This is like we just came home today, and today is his birthday. Lord got him here for a reason, Bishop. He did turn his life over to God. He praised him. Oh, that's the one thing I like about it. God has something for him. And I just want you to just keep us lifted up. And I know that all things is possible through God, and I believe and I trust in him. I want you to just keep continue to pray for my family, my whole entire family, as well as my husband. I'm praying for my extended family near and far. Bishop, I'm praying for my greater all nation family and all the prayer warriors that's praying with me, because the man's prayers of the righteous prevail as much. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for what he's doing and what he's going to do and yet to do for us. And those behind the prison walls, let us not forget them. okay? That's my prayer request. I'm praying for really the healing and deliverance on tonight. For those people, they're not only in my family and grieving, and Netta just lost her husband, just lost his mother on today.
Oh, bless you.
So it's just a lot going on right now, Bishop, and I just need prayers. All my saints of greater all nation, too. Yeah.
God bless you, Sister Cynthia. Amen.
And my Bishop.
I wanted to know. We've been praying for you. We've been praying for the family. We've been praying.
Yes.
For the, it's a continuing thing, amen. We are praying for you.
Yes,
when we
first
heard of the sickness, amen, we went into prayer, and we've been upholding, amen, my brother, Adahoshana, in prayer ever since. Let me say this to you. Amen. God, be encouraged tonight because the Lord is honoring our prayer. The Lord hears our prayer.
Yes, Lord.
My God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking those of you in radio land tonight that can get a prayer through. If the pray with me tonight, amen. For this young man, amen, they gave him up. He was brain dead. They say he was brain dead, and they gave him up, amen, to take him off the machine. Praise the Lord, because they said there was no hope for him. But in that despair, in that moment, Jesus stepped in.
Yes.
And Jesus, let breath begin to move in that body. My God,
my God.
That body was not dead as hands supposed it was.
Hallelujah.
And then it began to work on that body. So, oh, Lord God, even in his condition right now.
Yes, Lord.
You're moving by your spirit. You're moving by your spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. The spirit. The
right
spirit.
Now, Lord,
but the spirit.
Mind, he's praying. My God in his mind and in his spirit. He's asking you, Lord, to give him deliverance right now. Bring it back.
In the name of Jesus. Deliverance.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Breathe up on him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Strengthen this entire family. Oh, the one that just lost, my God, their relative. My God, go there and comfort that family in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
And deliver right now, Lord. Oh, you are our comfort, and you are our healer in the time of our trouble.
Yes,
you are
Lord,
helper.
In the name
of
Jesus.
You are our refuge. My God,
ooh,
in Jesus' name. Touching and working out right now. Not
Lord,
your kingdom,
Lord,
the
Jesus.
Not our will, but your will.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless everywhere.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The prayer is opened up for the night behind the prison wall.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Touch your Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Both physically, spiritually, and emotionally tonight in the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Now by the blood of Jesus. Lord, let your blood
in the name of Jesus
tonight. Let your blood clean them tonight. Keep my beloved
blood, Jesus.
Keep us strong tonight,
Jesus.
Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you for going
Jesus,
and our coming. Lord, you have covered our heart in your blood as she traveled the dangerous highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to
you, Lord. Continue to strengthen that family right now. In the name of
Jesus.
You got your money in your hand.
Lord.
You got it. You know what you're doing.
Lord.
You know how to.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Let a miracle be done.
Miracle, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Let a
miracle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Miracle,
bring him
Jesus.
Out of that condition and see my heart. You see, it's
Lord,
we
Lord.
We praise you for it
in
right
Jesus
now.
Name.
Now I'll be my God.
Yeah. In the name of
Jesus. Have your way right now. Just give us strength, Lord. Help us to endure ever what is set before us.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to continue to give you the praise. We're going to give you the praise, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All things is working together for good to them that love us, the Lord. All things.
God, thank you, Jesus.
You will not put no more upon us than what we are able to bear. And we're going to give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Be lifted up, my sister. Stir fast in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is working it out right now. He's working it out right now.
My God, Bishop. Thank you,
God bless you. We continue to pray one for another. Thank you for coming. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Bishop. I love you. Thank you, Kitasha. Love y'all.
God bless you, love you tonight. Yes.
Okay.
Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Tonight is your night. Tonight, amen, we are taking your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Don't take this lightly. This is your opportunity, amen, that you can get in contact with Jesus tonight. There are so many that I'm looking in my mind right now, God just having mercy upon them. They are not. Some of them is under death, but God is still holding them on tonight. We're praying for Minister Chris tonight. He just had went through a coma tonight also. God is bringing him back this way. That can get a prayer through. Remember Minister Chris, amen, that the Lord will deliver him totally, bring him back to himself. Remember that family tonight, amen, as our loved ones, amen, is going through. Amen, it's hard on them. Ask God to give them strength, give them wisdom, and give them knowledge how to deal with the situation that they are going through with right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Praying amen for Superintendent Moore and Sister Pearly Moore. My Lord, that God would continue to give them strength. Both of them is down, amen, but thank God they're not out. We thank the Lord for it right now. Remember, amen, your loved ones tonight that are going through tonight. Sickness is everywhere. But Jesus is our healer and he is our deliverer. I want you to remember this. If you don't get well on this side, he went away to prepare a place for us. And he said, where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. But in that place where he went to prepare us, amen, for us, all different, we're looking for Jesus to come. We're looking for him to come anytime. There will be no more sickness. All sickness and disease will be terminated. We won't have to worry about this. But we're asking God for strength on this side right now. Not only, amen, for our bodies to be healed, but our souls to be healed. Let us call on Jesus like never before. Call that number tonight. This is Dr. Moore, amen, along with the staff here in Apple Valley. Amen, and we want to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Don't forget to call on Wednesday night. Oh, it's so important, amen, for us to communicate together and communicate with Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. As the word of God tells us in Mark 16:17, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father, St. John 14:12, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. Amen. By the laying on of hands, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, when we pray for the sick, the Bible says they shall recover. James, amen, tell us, is any among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The affection, fervent prayer of a righteous man prevaileth much. We're standing on the word of God tonight. Amen, amen. Call in tonight, praise the Lord. We want to take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. This is an opportunity, amen, that is not going to come always. Matthew 11:4-5 says, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receiveth their sight, and the lame walketh, the lepers are clean, and the deaf hear, the dead are risen up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Oh, my God. Jesus wants you to see the power of being healed, the power of deliverance. Call in tonight. We want to pray for you. Matthew 8:16-17 says, when the evening will come, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that was sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esau, the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness, but he healed them. He healed them. You need healing tonight. If you're listening tonight and you need healing, step out on faith tonight. Try Jesus. As I often say, if I could heal you, I would. I can't do it. But Jesus can. I'm the vessel. I'm one of the vessels that the Lord uses. You can be healed tonight. You don't have to let sin reign in your mind about it, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Again, this is Dr. Moy, man, saying each Wednesday night, we come on at 9:30 each Wednesday night. Amen. And we're just here for your benefit. Amen. That you can give a testimony. And then we can pray for your needs. And I'm going to ask you if you're listening tonight, pray for Dr. Moore. I need your prayer. Those that can really get a prayer through. I have learned everybody can't get a prayer through. For those of you know the power of prayer, and you can get a prayer through, pray for Dr. Moore and his staff. Pray, amen, that God will keep me and keep me almost at his feet. Because I'm going to stand on the word of God. call us tonight. We, amen, want to take your prayer request to the Lord. Not all, however, was convinced of Jesus' deity by his miracle of healing. Of course, the healing was not done solely for the purpose of proving his messiahship, though they certainly did as fulfill the prophecy, but they were a demonstration of his compassion and love for the needed peoples. When Jesus was on earth, man didn't know who he was. They didn't know, amen, the Messiah had come. Jesus told, amen, John's disciples, he said, go tell them the eyes of the blind was open. The lame was being healed. And John would realize that the Messiah had come. Do you realize tonight, amen, that Jesus came? He come once, but he gonna come again. Call us tonight. You still have some time, praise the Lord, to call. Call us tonight. Just speak the word, Matthew 8:8. Though there may be various ways in which divine healing is accomplished, we remember that the source is in the work of Jesus Christ. It may be different ways, amen, that divine healing can be accomplished, but the source is Jesus Christ, who his own self bearing our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whom stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. He paid the price for us, children. He paid the price for us. Don't wait until you get down, but give God praise for you got a little help and strength in your body. It's all right, amen, if you're down in the crowd time, that's fine. But don't wait until you get to the point, amen, you can't hardly breathe, and now you want the Lord to deliver you. He's just a merciful God, and he's just so good to us. We're praying tonight for those souls that are sick, not so much of your physical body, but amen, those souls that are sick. We got young people that are sick mentally. We got middle-aged. We got old people that are sick in the mind. They're sick. I pray tonight, amen, that God will send on his spirit to heal all of them. They are sick. They need Jesus. We got self-righteous spirits in the land. They know they are not doing right, but yet they boasting that they is right. They are sick. They need healing. Tell your friends and tell your neighbors, amen. Dr. Moore, amen, and staff will be on after the Lord delay his coming each Wednesday night. Amen, is to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. 2 Corinthians, amen, 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We're walking by faith tonight. Faith is the substance of things that's hoped for, and it's the evidence of things that's not seen. You can't see it, amen, but you believe it. Through some decay, the name it and claim it. School of thought. It is biblical, extremely important that we confess our mouths that which agree with the word of God. This is true because the word that come out of our mouth reveal the condition of our soul. It's our mouth expressing words of doubt. It is because we are skeptical within. If the confession of our mouth has a dramatic relationship to salvation, it should also have a vital relationship with every other spirit world. Healing is for you tonight. Healing is one of God's provisions. Therefore, salvation is effected by the word of faith and the confession of the mouth. So also is healing. The faith response request for healing causes one to believe in his heart that the stripes Jesus bore was for his healing. Do you believe that the stripes that Jesus bore was for your healing? Such faith is powerful enough to bring about the most miraculous work ever known. God just wants you to believe tonight. You believe tonight. You say, preacher, I have believed and nothing have materialized. Go back and try it again. Believe. God's word can't fail. If you standing on his word with sincere, honestly, and truth, God's word cannot fail. If he says, I can heal you, amen, believe that he can. Even the doctor may say you can't be healed. If the word say you can be healed, stand on the word. Stand on the word. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. Amen. He is our healer. If we're going to be delivered, it's by the power of Jesus during it. James 5:14, God is no respectable a person in the imparting of his blessing. It is not his will that any be lost. God has no respectable person in the pardon of his blessing. God want to bless everybody. You are there. You that think, amen, the Lord is not caring for you, God want to bless you. You that can't get loose, amen, from the underworld, the dope and the prostitution, God want to heal you. Yes, you. And hooked on cigarettes. And you can't, amen, turn them loose. God want to heal you. Then Jesus, ask the Lord right now, amen, is to help you to be delivered from these things. Amen. God will hear you tonight. It is not his will that any be lost. 2 Peter 3:9. For a believer to be appropriate here, properly healed, is similar to a sinner who is reluctant to receive salvation. The price for both has already been paid. Jesus has already done all that is necessary on his part for a person to be saved and healed. All you got to do is believe. Put some faith to it tonight.
Jesus already paid.
We say, what more can he do?
He done laid the foundation. He done opened up the way. What more can he do?
It's left up to you tonight. Is to confess your faults before the living God tonight. And let him hear you. Beloved, this is Dr. Moore, along with the staff tonight, in the city of Apple Valley, coming to you with prayer tonight. Prayer does work. The reason I know it works, amen, is keeping me every day. We're praying for the body of Jesus Christ. We're praying for church peoples, those that are holding on, those that are really living the life. We are praying that God continue to strengthen you. We're praying for those that are definitely trying tonight. You may be struggling and you may be falling, but you're trying. We're praying that God give you strength tonight. For the body of Jesus Christ all over the universe, there are many members, but it's one body. And the Lord love everyone tonight. God love you tonight. In 1 Corinthians 11:30, it says, for this cause many are weak and they are sick among you, and many sleepers. They are weak and they are sick because they have no discernment of the Spirit. The sins of the Corinthians produce wickedness. It produced sickness and death. Had they recognized their sin, confessed it, and forsaken, they would have been delivered. But they didn't recognize their sin. They don't discern the body of Jesus Christ. There are many of you who don't discern the body of Jesus Christ. It's a holy body. There is a sickness unto the glory of God. When the disciples asked Jesus, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus responded, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifested in him. John 9:2-3. God, amen, wanted to show his work. He wanted to show, amen, his power to an unregenerated world. If a person's life is not drawn to a close, and God promised the obedient a long life, and if sickness is not produced by sin, one assumes that the sickness will bring glory to God as the work of God are manifested in healing. Healing is for you tonight, my beloved, whether you accept it or not, amen, the price was paid on Calvary. You must have faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. You must, amen, you can't be, amen, like a wave on the sea. You can't halfway believe the Lord. When you step out on the word of God, you got to believe him with everything you have. This is Dr. Moore, amen, this staff saying tonight, may the Lord continue to richly bless you. If the Lord delay is coming, and I say that, amen, because he says, we don't know the hour or the minute when the Son of Man is going to come. If he delays coming, amen, we will be back on next Wednesday night, offering prayer to all of those that will accept it. May God bless you.